I'm a wolf. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, to the Fall Logic Podcast. We are back by popular demand, live in time. I know we've been away for a minute, but, you know, sometimes it takes a minute to make it live. So, I am Clark E. Kitt, along with... This nigga is making these extra noises. Ah. Introduce yourself to the
people. Evil lad.
Introduce yourself to the people, man.
Be pleased, a bitch.
Back in the house.
You thought we would stop with quit, didn't you?
Didn't you?
You thought we'd quit? Ha ha ha.
Psych!
Ha! Damn it!
So what we got, man? We back. We back.
We bike.
We back, man.
We bike.
We back. We feeling that good stuff, man. Feeling that good stuff.
Hey, man.
Man, got me on some Killer One.
A lot of stuff happened.
I don't drink that food,
but we don't care about that lot of stuff. We do, but we don't. I'm gonna. I'm going to lead off with animal news. We usually have animal news around this time. Every episode we find some type of funny animal story, man, which is real funny. So, Alabama man accused of feeding meth to attack squirrel. Man kept a caged attack squirrel in his apartment and fed him methamphetamine to ensure he stayed aggressive.
Wait a minute. So, I know you're an animal lover, man, because you didn't want, you know, little exotic turtles caked up and none of that shit.
I did want this sorry dog put down.
Yeah, but okay, so you want the sorry dog put down. What do you think about the death head squirrel?
It's an attack squirrel. Okay, you get this shit
it's
right.
A meth head.
No,
the squirrel is a meth
no,
head.
No, the squirrel is not.
The squirrel on methamphetamine.
The owner is a meth head.
No, he feeds the squirrel methamphetamine that makes the squirrel a junkie.
The squirrel is an attack squirrel.
The squirrel need to go to rehab.
You need. It's a few things you need in your house to ensure your safety. You need a gun. You need the favor of the good Lord.
Okay.
Favor of the good Lord.
You do. That means you got to bless that house first.
A gun.
Okay.
Blessed by the favor of the Lord. A gun.
Okay.
Some type of animal that's worth something. At that aid in the protection of the house and security system. This said animal was an attack squirrel.
Man, let that squirrel out the cage, man. Squirrel fuck somebody up, man. Methead squirrel, man. Oh, so now you're
methead squirrel. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
It's a methead squirrel, though.
The squirrel
is a methead.
Okay.
Squirrels and methods.
Alabama. Alabama just is worse than Mississippi with laws. It's against the law in Alabama to have a pet squirrel. You can be prosecuted for having a pet squirrel.
So wait a minute, this guy in Alabama, right? The methods squirrel in Alabama.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, in Alabama, all about health.
So the methead squirrels in Alabama. And if he ain't Alabama, and you can't have a pet squirrel, so he gonna get locked up for having a pet squirrel and also feeding methamphetamine. At least that's what I'm hoping, man. These white folks be on some different stuff. I'm just being real.
Alabama.
These white folks be on some different stuff, bro.
Alabama and Mississippi are twins with the old crazy law.
Weirdo law.
Who? How many people in Alabama would you think have a damn pet squirrel anyway?
A lot of
Alabama.
Have you been to Alabama?
I have.
Alabama.
I've been to Birmingham.
Mississippi. That's not Alabama.
Birmingham.
That means you go back when you're at Dirt Dog.
Hell no. Why? My black ass ain't got no business going backwoods Alabama. I barely get away with backwoods Mississippi.
That's it. And you better know who you're talking to then.
What the name of that damn town, Alabama? Bobby Jet through that motherfucker, Jasper. Get the hell out of Jasper. But it's against the law to have a pet squirrel in Alabama.
And I agree.
The meth squirrel probably was immune from all diseases, man. You what you think? That motherfucker probably teeth will fall out.
A squirrel on meth? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, I think I'm gonna agree with you. The squirrel was a meth head.
How this squirrel going to be an attack squirrel? And I know what meth heads look like, bro.
They fight.
Their teeth fall out.
But they fight.
But who you gonna fight and you ain't got no teeth to bite with? You a squirrel. They claws probably ain't got dull and brittle.
Blue man. The meth head squirrel.
The meth head squirrel.
Yeah.
That's a meth head squirrel, bro.
Right.
These people do anything. These people do anything, man. Yeah. And honestly, man, you know, I'm not a end of times, you know, revelations, you know, proponent or anything of that nature, man. But I'm seeing it's rough, man.
Yeah, revelation is coming into play.
Yeah.
And this is not a Bible podcast, but we do believe in the word.
Yeah, believe it. And if you don't, I understand.
It's fine, you know.
But you can listen to it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to know how the other half lives.
I'm going to tell you somebody who needs to shut the fuck up and go away. OJ Simpson. OJ Simpson needs to go.
I did not expect.
OJ Simpson needs to go the fuck away.
He do.
He on Twitter now.
Doing
talking what? About it's a lot of fake OJ. I'm just. I don't fact. We ain't fact check, but it's a lot of fake OJ Simpson accounts and all. This is the real OJ. You're gonna get it live and uncut and raw from me. Then. He allegedly DM'd a knife emoji to an intimidate man on Twitter. Now, somebody said something about him on Twitter, and he DM'd a knife emoji. Then, mother, he killed him for, man. He did it.
OJ ain't do it.
OJ did that shit, man.
OJ did not do it.
He did it.
OJ ain't do it.
He did it.
OJ did not.
OJ need to go the fuck away.
I understand he need to go away.
Get your big
I agree
head,
with that.
Get your big head ass away. Go. Get away, man. Come on, man.
But they won't let him go away. They just did the thing on, what was it, Lifetime, whatever it was? About OJ Simpson?
He wrote a book. What the name of the book? What if I had done the crime?
Right.
You know, we gonna move away real quick, man. Unless you want to elaborate on that. OJ didn't get the fuck go the fuck away, man.
Fuck OJ. I'm just there.
Yeah. OJ did.
Yeah, he got me when he got locked up for trying to steal his own paraphernalia for me. Man. He just did too much. So,
on to people that make me sick. Other people that made me sick.
for other people to make you sick.
Confederate soldiers. Dead Confederate soldiers and the people that support them, they made me sick. I'm sick of them. Sick of them.
Well, I'm going to say this. Sick of them. I'm going to say this.
Sick of them.
And I
put that shit. Put that shit in a museum.
As a history.
It's not
as
erasing.
A man of history.
Okay, only.
Every Confederate, I do not believe was racist. And you might be like, man, fuck you talking about?
Had to be. I think all of them.
They got drafted into that war just like the Union soldiers did. You understand what I'm saying? If you were poor, a lot of them poor farmers that wind up being Confederate soldiers, they never owned slaves. They never owned slaves, though. They didn't know what a slave, you know what I'm saying? They knew of slavery. But they never owned slaves.
Got a guest just walked in, people.
What's up, dog?
Good brother, Rob.
Yeah, they never owned slaves. So if they never owned slaves, you know, and you saw that. Yeah, look at this. The Free State of Jones, man. You know, you think about, you know, all he did. You know. It's just, you have to understand that every Confederate soldier, now maybe there's some of the ones that were hyped up General
E. Lee. Man,
yeah. Those General E. Lee, all those Robert E. Lee. Yeah, you might look at those guys as being, you know, the purveyors of that hate, man. But a lot of those Confederate soldiers, man, they were just regular old folks, farmers, you know, craftsmen. They got caught up in the war, man, that they couldn't, you know. All they heard was that these Union soldiers were coming to burn their homes down and destroy they were alive.
So Robert E. Lee and them bamboozled these folks, which you basically saying.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The same way people with money always bamboozle the rest of us. Come on, man. You living in that age.
People, this is a history teacher talking to me and I'm listening. But I want to say this.
I'm not saying they were right for fighting on that side.
I understand they probably.
But a lot of them didn't have a choice. A lot of them were 15, 16-year-old boys, man. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand vandalize. You know, you want to vandalize. You want to do this. You want to take some of their stuff down. All that kind of stuff. That's fine. But understand.
I'm not a proponent of erasing history.
Right, but you can't.
I think these are second place trophies. Participating trophies.
Okay.
You motherfuckers lost.
They did.
You lost. Okay? And that shit in a museum. That's the way it should be in a museum. It should not be.
That stuff is in a museum, but I'm just saying.
I'm talking about this
like,
shit here.
Like,
but
you live in the South, and those are their memorials, just like those memorials that's in Washington, D.C. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, dog, but you can't. It's always a two-sided coin, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, I was actually, you know, around my mom. My mom is a history buff too. That's why I kind of get my pass for history. But she's big into politics, so she likes to watch, you know, MSNBC, CNN. You know, she likes those political shows. But she also on radio when she's driving, she don't listen to regular radio. she likes to listen to.
Then they talk radio.
Talk radio. So she likes to listen, you know, and down here. And but that's sort
of what, that's sort of what
gonna,
I do.
You're going to hear a lot of conservative radio.
Right.
Yes, if you're listening to radio, you listen to talk radio down here, it's going to be conservative radio. So on my way, I had to take her to Dr. Jackson, man, yesterday, man. And on the way down there, I listened to this conservative talk radio. And most of it's a load of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They hate Astacio Cortez. They can't stand her. Oh my God, they can't stand her at all. But they but what we wind up with and understanding is that you can't have it both ways. You can't say, hey, they need to understand us. They need to feel for our plight and the things that we went through. And then we turn around and tell them, oh, how you feel is bullshit. Whether it's hate, whether it's right or wrong in our eyes, everybody has to learn to respect everybody's opinion. And so you can find some common ground. You can't say, hey, man, your shit. Yeah, your shit belong in a museum, and I don't need you putting out. You, I don't need you celebrating your soldiers. You understand what I'm saying?
I did. That's just how I feel.
I understand how you feel.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm just talking about, man, you. If you're going to find some common ground and change only happens through negotiation, man, and people working together.
I say it's a real ugly stuff to folk on the 513 site. And I ain't taking back nothing I said. I went as far as said, fuck them dead motherfuckers. And it's on their grave. I said.
But you can't say that about all of them. You don't know everybody's plight in that war.
And you right.
A lot of former slaves, man, fought on the side of the Confederacy. Some
they were lying to like they were gonna get freedom.
Some for us, some not for us. You understand me?
What's her name?
She just told Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, there's orange juice in there. But nephew. You know, everything you saying is right. But you know they get to hollering about their heritage.
This ain't no hate. This heritage,
man. Them damn crowbars and them stars is represent hate. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that what it represent. That represents your heritage. And motherfucker, you got that shit on front of your truck or your car. I'm going to look at you side-eyed. You walk around with a Mega Man Gravy hat on. My first time seeing one was during the basketball playoff. We was at a playoff game in my job. And this guy walked up. And he sat down and said, this is an old white man. He looked like he was about 80. Mm-hmm. He walked down and sat beside me and started talking. Just sparred the conversation. The whole time I'm not looking at him in his face. I'm looking upside the head like, I'm looking like, man, why are you talking to me? I talked to him. I didn't just blow the guy off.
You remember the guy we ran into at the little restaurant too.
Right.
You know, they love that, man. For some reason, man, like I've never seen anything like it. And I don't know whether I'm a magnet sometimes for that. I just look like I'm an understanding type dude. Because I'm understanding about certain things because I'm an academic.
I want to know if they undercover with
it
or not.
Right.
Like, they don't want to show you that they hate the fuck out you in front of you.
Right.
They undercover. Because we had this in Gatlinburg. I went to Gatlinburg. And they had a Baskin Robbins out there. They had all the events around the spot in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
They had this shit on. And
I'm there looking at you, and he was real friendly. He was real friendly. And I was like, man, You acting like you trying to tolerate me.
They believe in Trump. You understand what I'm saying? They believe.
You trying to get on the mic, big man.
They believe in Trump. Like, they literally, without wholeheartedly believe in that man. They believe that he has done great things, and that the only reason he hasn't done greater things in their mind, the only reason he hasn't achieved what he said he was going to achieve, is because the Democrats.
You damn liberals.
The Democrats just got the goddamn house.
They don't never look at his neighbors.
They just got the house. The man operated for 3 years. About 3 years.
He operated 3 years
with a Republican House and Senate.
And couldn't get shit paid.
You could get your wall paid for. You can't get none of that.
With the whole Republican
and you had a Republican Congress and President.
And because
they can't stand you. But according to his supporters, it's just because they represent, the Republican Party represents the same problem. It's this swamp that needs to be cleaned up because it's the politicians. You understand what I'm saying? But what are business owners except politicians? That's all business owners do is play politics. And that fool done failed at everything he ever done.
He's a failure.
You understand what I'm saying? That's just like fucking in sports, fed. Man.
They want some payback.
And we all coaches in here. But just like in sports, and we talk about all these horrible coaches that have gotten the axe for this, gotten the axe for that, and they turn around, they back with another team.
Oh, shit. Paying them help that.
You know what I'm saying? Here they go. They got another coaching job. Mark D'Antoni. We worry too much about the little people, man. Dude serving you food at a diner with an America Make America Great Again hat on, Trump support.
You saw what happened in Oxford. Speaking of folk working in little restaurants, shit happened in Oxford. They get girls at this restaurant, and you know when you get your receipt, they can put your name and shit on your receipt. I'm finna find this shit. But I think the name that they put on the receipt, you know, when they get ready to call you for to pick your order up, they put black bitches in gray car. I'm finna find the name of this restaurant. I'm finna find this shit.
You playing?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I wish I hit here.
Man, you playing?
Hit here right here. Oh, let me see.
You playing, man? I'm about to play.
Shit, looking at it now, there was a
nobody would do
that. The Hudettes drive-through in Oxford. This happened on June 7th. They noticed that the label that the restaurant's employee gave for her order, this young lady on her atop her receipt with black bitches in a silver car. And this the picture of the thing now.
Wow.
But we can move on if you want to. You can talk about this more if you want to. But what I like about that restaurant, fired the employee, got on top of that quick. They did rectify the situation.
Yeah.
Whether you Confederate fuckers like it or not, Oxford, Mississippi is a very
progressive
town. Whether you like it or not, it's progressive. You might as well get with the program. Guess what? My black ass gonna be over there going to Belk because that's my favorite store. That's the only store I can find a pair of pants that fit my bad shape, skinny ass right now until I start working out.
But I'm trying to.
Oh, you mind with deal with why you call these women black bitches in the car, in silver car? What possessed you? This little prick that did this probably didn't even need to have a job anyway. Probably a privileged fucking prick. Parent did everything for probably his first job.
Kids, all this bullshit, nonsense.
You know what I'm saying?
Old Miss, they want to go back to the Old Miss
city. Man, come on, man. You out of a job because of your.
But is it?
It may not have. You think it may have not been no racist thing. Probably just a an asshole.
Nah,
I'm trying to look at both sides.
Yeah, but they got more racist than a damn black girl came from the rebel.
And now it's a land show. But it's my thing is this, though, and this is my thing. I do believe that the individual that put that on there, he is racist. But I do not believe that really affected him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He lose that job. What is that, man? Yeah, you a waiter at a restaurant, bro.
Yeah.
That job didn't hurt him. That's not going to follow him anywhere. That's why he laughed when it was brought to the man's attention.
Motherfucker, that's your next That's your next judge or lawyer or police chief.
We'll find out about him. He'll be some politician someday trying to get him fired for something, and they'll dig that up.
And they'll overlook it and confirm like they always do.
Because skin color matters, people. I don't care what people tell you, what people say. Your skin color matters. Especially when it comes to second chances. Especially when it comes to second chances, man. They give you a second chance for anything. I done worked with enough meth head nurses. And yes, I did say meth head nurses. They've gone on
hey,
to
man,
find
speaking
other
of
job.
That, man.
Telling you, bro.
Hey, man. I think a prerequisite for you to become a medical employee is that you should not smoke. I don't want my fucking nurses smoking cigarettes, mm-hmm. Virginia Slims, mm-hmm. Pall Mall, shit like that. I don't want you smoking.
And guess what?
There's a bunch of them smoke.
Yes.
I don't want you smoking.
And guess what? Guess what?
I probably visit the doctor's office with a bunch of them smoke.
Yep.
They tell me not to smoke. I got asthma. Tell me not to smoke.
And guess what?
I'm listening.
You can't stop.
Can't stop.
These medical officers, they can't what? They can't stop.
My nurse smoking. Because
you cannot make that as a prerequisite.
You're right.
Or you
I'm just talking about in my world.
You won't have
which my world does not matter to anybody.
It does. It does.
I'm talking about my world.
It does.
I don't want my nurses smoking. I don't want my doctors smoking. I just don't approve of it.
I mean, you're nobody. But
I am a somebody, bro. Uh-huh. You're not gonna sneak that shit in.
Who told them
that? I told me that.
Oh, okay. That's good, man. Self motivation. Jesus told
me. Lord and Savior said all of us are somebodies to him.
Yeah, damn.
He matters. Your dust ass don't matter what you say.
Hey man, don't say that in front of the fans.
But man, we go this segment, man. We gonna end it. We gonna start another segment, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. We got some more stuff. We been out the loop. What you got?
You thought it was over with? It ain't over with. Flaw
Logic
Podcast.
I just said bitches. I ain't call nobody a bitch, but it just sound right to say at the end.
Flaw Logic. Yeah, I don't know, man. He got the red.
From across the room. From across the room. Oh, my goodness. Big Crit, best rap out, man. Best rap out, man. All right, man. Let's get into this young man that refuses to use his third eye.
I'm gonna tell you this, man. I told my kids this, man. I can't stand dumbass soapbox fights. You understand what I'm saying? If that makes any sense to the educated people in the room. Dumbass soapbox fights. There are things that I feel like are worthy of stepping on a soapbox for, and you should advocate for to the end of time. But if you get hired at a place or you attend a particular institution, and the rules are already set in stone before you get there, your ass know that as a male, you can't wear no earrings in your ear. That's reserved for the workplace. At the workplace. That was reserved for the female. Why is there a motherfucking problem?
What's the gender discrimination about them folk got in their rule book that males cannot wear? You work there, the males cannot wear earrings at their place of employment. I didn't want to know. How the fuck is that gender discrimination?
Because it's something females can do that men can't do. Well,
and I'm okay with it.
Are you upset that you can't squat?
I'm fine with female being able to do men stuff that I cannot do.
The same shit.
I'm fine. I ain't supposed to do what female be.
Where they get that from?
And they ain't supposed to do everything I do.
Where they get that from?
That the goddamn that boy 16. That the goddamn millennials, man. You motherfucking 90s and 2000,
is not
baby.
Supposed to be even Stevens. Listen, wages, baby, benefits, man. Yes, they supposed to be even. But I don't give a fuck or not whether you allow me to wear earrings or not. Why do I gotta wear? Why? What purpose does earrings?
I don't even have holes in my ear.
I tried.
Nah, my folks wouldn't let me get it.
Mine didn't either.
My daddy was not going. Dad said, somebody gonna get mad. I don't give a fuck. My daddy, I was raised by old school dad. My dad said, ain't no man for had no hole in their ear. Ain't no man for wear no earrings. And
my mama told
me, I have no problem with folk with earrings in their ear. But if you at work in the handbook says no earrings. Find the handbook. Them folk own Six Flags.
They own Six Flags.
And they can put whatever.
They'll find you another job that can let you wear earrings.
Thank you.
But you knew when you got hired at that job that if you ain't got holes in your ear, you are not going to be able to wear it.
He may not have known. I'm going to tell you why.
Read the hand.
I'm going to tell you go. We don't read. Us don't read shit. Us don't read shit. You want to hide something from us, you put it in a book. We don't read shit.
You better read the handbook.
We don't read shit. I read the handbook at my job.
Yeah, Lord.
And I read the student handbook. And that's what parents sometimes tend to fall short at with the school system. Your ass don't read the rule book. Then you come in there won't climb it up. But we see a lot of times we follow the rule. Everybody ain't following the rule, but you know.
The majority.
Hey, man.
Just
you do not have a gender discrimination case.
You don't.
Women look pretty in earrings. You ain't supposed to do everything a woman can do, man. Come on, bro. What's your problem, man?
You got female tennis.
Get the hell on, man. Oh no, we ain't gonna stay on you too long, boy. You full of shit, young man. You full of shit. Full of shit, man. Now. Thirteen arrested in welfare fraud suit.
Wait a minute, man. How were they trying to defraud?
They ain't no motherfucker be slanging on food stamps.
Hold up, bro. Wait a minute, bro. They got
Lawrence County, St. Lawrence County. This in New York. We got to get more local dudes, man. We be way off of New York.
But I think that's what the people need to know, man, because local dudes be around here, man.
Man, 13 people. Got tornado warning in our area, but we gonna still do what we gotta do, man. 13 people arrested for defrauding, the Department of Social Services out of more than $104,000, and other arrests are pending. Four other arrests are pending, and guess what race they are.
White,
yes. but
I can tell by the excited nigga voice.
But we hold on. There's some mutt ducks on these pictures too.
Yeah, their eyeball about to pop out of her head.
She look like she can help feed that damn mess squirrel.
Yes,
but we lazy.
We
try to use the system.
Hey, it's more of them than us. We only make up about 14-15% of the population.
I agree. If you can walk, if you ain't got cancer, if you got your both arms, both hands, both legs, both feet, you can see, you can hear. I think you should work. I agree with that. The people that need it, I think they should get it. Do I need to eat better today, Carl? Yes, I do. I would benefit greatly from one, but I can't get one. But my taxes is going to these mud ducks. My taxes, man, going to these mud ducks defraud the Social Security system. Yeah.
We only 13% of the population. How can we make up welfare?
Most of us are, yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna say that.
Most of us.
They're not even, listen, people.
We're minorities, man.
The government is not about to set up welfare just for the benefit of us. It's not gonna happen. So if that's what you believe in, I need you to get over yourself and get out of here.
I'm going to give all these women names. I don't know their names.
Guys, y'all can't see B pleasing, but if you look at his face right now, on straight bullshit. When I say he on straight bullshit, like
Katie Beth. That dude.
Katie Beth.
Oh,
let me see Katie Beth.
I'm pointing to the young one named Katie Bell.
Oh, the young one. Yeah. And they're all fatted.
Somebody going to be pissed off. I hope I piss somebody off.
Some big ass. Stop.
Let me finish. Katie Bell. Lauren Ann. Jennifer Lee. Stephanie Ann.
What do y'all get double names? You might be racist right now.
No, I'm not racist. I'm stereotyping.
Yeah, you are. You stereotyping like mother.
Katie Beth.
You just said Katie Beth was the first one.
Katie Beth Jr.
So it's two Katie Beth.
Yes, yeah, Katie Beth Jr. Stephanie. Which can go be black and white, but Stephanie. Jennifer. Did I say Jennifer already? Jennifer Jr.
I'm about to play on you.
Lori. I said Lori already.
No, yeah.
Lori Beth.
The third,
Lori Beth the third.
This is the first Lori Beth combination.
Beth and the third.
Beth and the third.
Yeah,
I think it has been the Beth.
Beth and the fourth. Y'all know. Hey, man, y'all start stealing my tag, buddy, man, trying to get over on us. I pay for the fat bastard.
I'm telling you, I had to pay in for taxes. I had to pay in again this year, man. Single black man.
And I'm finna get on these folks. I'm sick of these folks bothering me on Facebook about my grilling, man. I'm that hard grilling.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, first off, we can't talk about the hometown team, man.
Of course, man.
I'm from Memphis.
What up?
I ain't know.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey. Hey, man. Yeah,
I'm from downtown, man.
Look, man, y'all leave me alone. They tried to trade Mike Conley during the season.
That was a good trade, though.
We traded Mike Conley because we were about to draft a more athletic point guard. Because it saddens me to say the Grindhouse. The grindhouse is over with. That was some of the best basketball I've ever watched. Some of the best basketball I've ever watched.
That's true.
The grindhouse.
It was legit.
You know, and I've realized that it was over with. You people on Facebook, y'all leave me the hell alone. Leave me alone.
Stop it right there.
No, I'm not stopping.
No, listen.
Because I'm sad.
Listen, what I want you to know is,
I'm listening.
Like,
I'm listening.
We good as hell on my NBA 2K. Like, my player, though, I'm a poor guy. Like, for real. And we smash ass on my player, though. Like, for real. For real, though. I traded myself to the Grizzlies just so we could kick ass. And we're going to win championship this year, so don't even trip. Just saying, man. But listen, when you're doing a rebuild, when you're doing a complete rebuild, man, Conley had to go. He had no purpose on the team, man. He always hurt. He had no purpose, man. He was one of those.
Conley was always hurt.
Yeah, I actually thought
the last of a dying breed up there.
Conley is a true point guard. Conley a true point guard.
Yeah,
the song, true self, true self.
Arguably one of the best point guards in the
league. Yeah, when he healthy. But the problem is, he getting paid like a superstar.
I knew that trade was gonna happen.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be to them though. I thought it might wind up in
Utah.
LA.
Utah had just is maybe the now is with that trade.
They not
the fifth best team in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got. I ain't talking about no Vegas. You got. Houston,
top of the league, you still got to get Golden State.
Right, they got them injuries.
Until somebody beat Golden State, I don't care nothing about them.
Count them injuries.
I'm talking about the
1920 season.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't worried about it.
I ain't count Golden State. Golden State top four. They not number one. I'm not putting the Lakers in there.
Why wouldn't they be Houston up there?
Houston right now.
They too young.
Right now in the West.
So you got
with the injuries.
All right,
let's
take them.
Portland beat them.
Okay, let's go so Portland up top.
Let's go Portland up top now with the Portland.
Then Denver.
Come
on, man. Denver had one.
Who the West Coast?
Portland? Denver. Who better than Denver?
Okay, let's go Portland, Denver. We talking about for the next season. Portland Timbers, Golden State.
But if
okay, they can't get that thumb, they can't get that
Rocket.
They're no Rocket.
You gotta put Denver in the top three. That's all I'm talking
about.
Leaf six.
Let's go.
Not top five, Leaf six.
It's tough, Trail Jazz.
Jazz or Trail
okay,
it's fast. It's five. It's Jazz.
Let's put Jazz at five.
Jazz at five.
Because of Conley and Mitchell.
Right.
A healthy Nurkic.
Right. OKC.
Yeah,
I feel
okay.
Okay, see, Lakers seven.
Yeah,
and it I'm gonna go a toss up between the eight seeds.
Clippers.
You got the Clippers.
They pick up
listen to me. You got Clippers,
Sacramento,
and Sacramento Kings. They tie for eight right now.
If they pick up Barnes, I'll put it.
See, Zach Randall.
He opted out. Bones opted out. Did everybody try to get? Did I put the Lakers in there?
Yeah, you put the Lakers at seven. Put the
Lakers are favored to win the title next year.
Yeah.
As long as they find pieces to go around them to
get it. Because them two ain't going to get it.
But they got Kuzma. You see what I'm saying?
But they need a shooter. They need a shooter.
LeBron.
LeBron needs shooters
around.
They got three X Factors on the bench.
If he got Rondo, ain't no X Factor.
Rondo gone in that system. He could be
Rondo gone.
He can run the second team.
They need to keep JaVale McGee.
They do
to give Anthony Davis a breather.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee is a pretty good player when he ain't on
Shaq. What you do it this way? Would you start Kuzma at maybe the three? Let LeBron be the point forward and let
We got these weather alerts, man. Yeah, it's not an amber alert, so
but
a tornado warning in our area.
But think about it, man. You put Kuzma out there, and maybe the three. Then you got AD.
Kuzma.
And then I
Kuzma, two.
Kuzma, that's good. Fuck that.
Nah, Kuzma, two.
Kuzma ain't no two.
He ain't ready to
Kuzma,
start.
Two.
He's too big.
Nah, he a two.
Yeah, he a
two. You got to find your three. Kuzma, two, man.
He's a good defensive player. He ain't no bad defensive player. Then you put JaVale. It's tough to put him in that star role.
But he gonna start. He started now that them other guys gone.
Put JaVale, you know, at the star role, the center, and that's your role for the basket.
LeBron is gonna let them have nights. LeBron is gonna run point.
He's gonna have to step up like he always has been doing.
He's been to three.
If they get two more shooters, Kuzma can shoot.
They're saying Kemba Walker on his way.
No,
they ain't got no camera.
They need like a Rick. They're trying to clear it up now. They need a JJ Redick or a Curry. He got a $4 million trade. They need something like that.
Yeah, they make it.
He gonna wait and shit.
Now they make it sell.
Yeah, they need something like that. They need to shoot.
I don't think JJ coming. Plus, you don't want JJ having his hot cold.
They get them two shooters that can play defense.
And they got a good Kawhi ain't coming.
If he go to the Knicks, he might well stay because KD's KD's situation, it ain't working out with him.
Like Kawhi, KD listen. Out for the year. I put the Clippers in there.
Package deal. Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna make a bold prediction right now. Bold prediction. Everybody know I'm Grizz Nation to forever.
Yeah,
Titan Nation forever. Nick, don't interrupt me, son. Please, son, don't interrupt me.
Be humble. Now from me, bro. From me.
If Kawhi
in town, baby.
Kawhi. Kawhi going to the Clippers?
I don't think so. I think he's going to take a short-term deal.
I wish Kawhi needs to stay where he is.
He want to go. Patrick Beverly ain't going to score.
LeBron needs scores. Patrick Beverly cannot score. LeBron needs scores around.
He don't want to take that role, but if he had to come here taking that role,
He ain't no score. Patrick Beverly score if he have to.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna take that role.
I ain't never seen him make no jump shot.
Cal Corver is gonna wind up in LA.
LeBron likes to drive and kick out.
And he loves his players. Like dudes that he fools kick in.
Yeah. But he gonna have it down with AD.
He's on Portland.
We gonna find him, man.
Should make their own plans, brother.
Portland overachieved.
Chris Milton opted out.
Let's get Chris Milton.
Hey, time for the tail tomorrow night. We're gonna see.
I'm all in on Ja Morant, man.
Ja Morant.
Memphis Grizzlies. I knew they tried to trade Conley during the season. They can't have 2-point guard.
Yeah,
Conley injury prone.
You know,
Conley getting old, but Conley is one of the most underrated point guards in the league.
Yeah, he is the Memphis Grizzlies.
Tony Allen, right.
Zebo,
Marc Gasol,
right,
at the Grand House.
OJ Mayo,
man. We should have kept him. Yeah. He was a scorer.
Yeah.
But where is OJ Mayo?
OJ Mayo out of the league, he has substance abuse issues.
We ain't gonna speculate on that, but they say Zebo got the whole song.
Brian has it done.
Yeah.
I shall go to some games. A Ja Morant.
I'm all in
on Ja Morant. He's an athletic point guard.
He's gonna dunk him.
He can score.
Jared Jackson.
I like him. So we got two good pieces. We need to build around them.
And Valanciunas ain't no scrub.
We need to build around them. So, I'm excited about the Grizzlies season, man. I'll be at some games. I'm going to an NFL game this year too, my first one. Fuck the Dallas Cowboys.
What a sick bitch. How y'all been looking at minicap?
You
been checking out the Lemon Cap? Oh, fuck the weird one.
No, I haven't. I ain't gonna even lie. I haven't checked out the new garbage, bro. You wanna know why?
Because you got it.
I'm got it. Hadn't checked out the Mini Cap. Man, I know for a fact we keep good defense. Defense be all right. Oh, they're going to retire
Steve McNair and Eddie George.
Should have been done.
See, I'm just anxious to see.
Should have been done.
That's true.
Should have been done.
Long time.
Steve McNair and Eddie George got you to a Super Bowl.
I mean, they built your franchise.
You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't even be the type without
them. Why you treating them like trash? Should have been done. I like this lady, the owner. I really like her. We talked about this on previous episode. Uh-huh. With that young man named Mississippi State.
Simmons.
Yeah. She did a second chance. She gave him a second chance. I really like her. We got one of them dynamic wide receivers from Ole Miss.
Yeah, but you got a log jam at a slot receiver.
So
now the other Trump.
So
you got a log jam because you got Adam Humphries, you got AJ Brown, you got Tajay Sharp. So you got kind of a log jam in there.
Yeah.
So somebody, but AJ Brown play outside too. Mm-hmm. Tajay Sharp can play outside too.
We got Mario got to stay healthy, and what they have not been doing. You gotta get your offense that's Mariota friendly, man. Why not?
You gotta run around, man. You gotta run around, let him make some plays. And then, you know, that's really the whole thing, man. I think NFL has to learn a hard lesson, and they've been learning. You know, that's why you see more offense coordinators becoming head coaches, because you have to find a way to take the talent that we can get a hold to and then make them into something. You know, I'm excited. You know, I'm a diehard 49ers fan, man. I'm just excited to see what my team looks like healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got a new revamp pass rush that should be ridiculous with Bosa on one side. And even though I don't, you know, I've had my issues with his statements and who he is. He's been quiet throughout camp, and he got some rave reviews from his teammates. So hopefully he didn't get over his, you know, comments and ignorance.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. You ain't got to disassociate yourself. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is a very unpopular figure in America right now and the world. Very unpopular. Man, keep that shit to yourself, man. Keep that shit to yourself.
Very
unpopular, man.
That was a...
Well, try to keep it to yourself. I can't tell nobody what to say. Donald Trump very unpopular. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump did. It's a few things that he does that, you know, I agree with. One thing I like about him, them little terrorist breeding countries, he be on their ass. He be on their ass now. He ain't too cordial with them. That's one thing I agree with him with. Now, shit, he like, motherfucker, we got bombs and planes and shit too. So what you want to do? That's on one thing I do agree with him on. I do stick it in. Hey, man. Turn it off, man. Turn that shit off. Turn that shit off. Turn that shit right off. Hey, man. You know what, man? I'm sick of y'all. I'm finna tell you why. I be on the going down this Facebook wormhole. And we know NBA free agency is approaching. And NFL training camp about to start. It be women on Facebook complaining about guys talking about sports.
And guy shit.
And guys doing guy shit. Now, you say real men don't exist. That's what you say. You say real men don't exist. But then you call us childish because we like to sit up and talk about sports and give our predictions on sports. Every man's dream and fantasy job is to be a sports analysis or sports anchor. If his fucking fantasy job is not that, you got a motherfucking female in your house that has a dick. Damn it.
He weird.
And I'm sick of y'all. Y'all always complain about what real mean. Y'all looking for a real man. Well, damn it, the man, real, this what Steve mean doing now. If you got a boy at the house, don't do nothing, play the Xbox, he ain't no man. But damn it. Real men got Xboxes. Real men got PlayStation 4s. Real men watch sports. Real men talk about sports. I'm going to tell you why I come to that. I see this post on here say, real men don't have Xboxes. They got two boxes and tackle boxes. You wouldn't hug the motherfucker if he came back home from fishing. You wouldn't even eat the fish. I don't eat that. Now I eat the fish come out that ditch. What you gonna do if Chili's ain't open? Fuck them.
You shouldn't be angry about it.
Yeah, man, I'm sick of these motherfuckers, man. Always complain.
Ain't no real me anyway.
I think the real problem is, and this is what I gather from.
I know the problem.
Is that
whoever made that post, she the damn problem.
First off, as much as I love women, and I do love
them to death.
I love my mom. I love my sister. I love my girlfriend with all my heart. But what I would tell you is this. The only judge of a man is a man. If you're not a man, you can't judge a man. Why? Because you can't stand in a man's shoes. Now, from the outside, you can clearly tell whether you got an individual that is for you or not for you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about whether you judge whether you should be in a relationship with an individual or not. You know firmly and good and well whether that individual you're in a relationship with or marriage with is for you or not for you. But as to what a man is or what the testament of a real man is, you're not equipped for that. You're not equipped for that. As glorious as my mom is, and my mom is the love and absolute doll of my life, I never met a stronger woman, and that taught me what a strong woman was and what I wanted to look for in a woman. If I don't see any qualities of my mother in you, you shot. There's no need to talk about it, but y'all out of luck anyway because I got mine. So my thing is this. My mom could not teach me how to be a man. As well as she raised me, as all the things that she put into me, she couldn't teach me how to be a man. I had to figure all that out on my own. Because she's not a man. If you are a woman, you are not a man. Thus, you are ill-equipped to tell somebody what it means to be a man or what being a man is about. You can't do it. You can nurture a boy all you want, but you cannot raise a man because you're not capable of it. You cannot step forward and deal with the issues and the shortcomings and the successes that come along with being a man.
You can't. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to think that you failed in any way as a mother or as an auntie or as somebody that decided to help bring a young man along. No, you didn't fail. It's just that you're not equipped. Men have to raise men. Men make men. Because only men know what it is to be a man.
Real men make men. Now, I don't know what y'all been dealing with or whatever, but real men make men. Real men make men. You knew what you were dealing with before you dealt with him.
Shorty.
And if he had three prior kids before he got to you, what made you think you were going to change? He ain't taking care of them three kids. You think he finna take care of your one? He ain't gonna change what you must got. You must got the magical pivot area.
You don't. Because you giving him exactly what he wants.
Come on, man. He gonna do the same thing. You know, you knew that Negro one shit when you first met him.
Period.
You knew that. Then now. If shit ain't go well for you, and you now you want to you throwing now everybody you under the bus. You want to put everybody in that category because shit ain't go right for you. And this is not a bash lady signal.
It's not.
I'll never bash a woman, but I call y'all out on y'all bullshit. And I saw that post and I got triggered.
Because Xboxes save lives.
Damn it.
When I say Xbox, I say, like, y'all don't believe me when I say sometimes the stresses of being a grown man, the idea of being a grown man can be so overwhelming that you would have a lot more suicides. But the idea of being a man, the idea of being someone who everything falls upon whose shoulder everything falls y'all, upon somebody that takes it seriously.
Y'all, man, you don't understand it. I'm finna give you an example with me.
And you want your man at home.
I got a family.
If you want him at home, give him his Xbox.
I got a wife and two kids. You know the days I want to go to work and bust a motherfucker head. You know the days I want to go to work and cuss somebody out? Man, people think they can say whatever they want to say, crack, choke somebody. People think they can say whatever they want to say to me now because I'm calm and I view situations before I react. Yeah, I can't go popping off everywhere. Because I got to feed my children.
Right.
I got to feed my children.
Right.
I ain't worried about me eating or my wife eating. We know how to survive. My children don't know how to survive right now. I'm teaching them how to. And the least you could do is shut your nagging ass up and let that man play his damn game. That's the least your dust ass could do. You don't know the stress we go through as a black man, period.
Period. Period.
And I ain't talking about the little dusty boy you got laying up in the house because you want a companion. That's your fault. That's your fault. You the reason you in the situation you in. This is not a bash women's segment. Leave these men alone. That man won't sit up and play the game. If he get out of work and won't come home and play the game, let that man play the game.
He at the house.
He at home.
He's not out in the streets doing this, that, and the third.
He at home.
He at the house. Every time he at the house don't mean he got to be fixing something. Or doing your
bidding or your honey-do list.
It don't work like
Why
that.
Why ain't shit fixed before he got there? If you so independent, you fix something then since you want something fixed, damn it.
No, fuck that, man.
They be talking about they independent. I'm talking about them.
My wife ain't got the mono yard.
I'm gonna do that. She ain't gotta do that. Motherfucker, I cook. And I clean. And I mow the yard. I wash fucking dishes if I have to. I go in there and do shit. If I see shit and I do it. But when I want to sit down and I don't want nobody to bother me, don't nobody bother me, then if it get to that point, I voice my opinion. I say what I want because I'm a goddamn man. I don't know what you got in the house. But it ain't nothing wrong with a man coming home playing the game. No. That's what men play game.
We do.
Men play video games.
Keep us sane.
Men fix on car. Men watch football. Men drink beer. Men barbecue. Men shoot pool. Men hang out with men. And we talk about shit.
Unrelated to women.
Men need their space. So stop complaining. You just picked the wrong. I ain't gonna say, man, you picked the wrong dude.
Well, I don't even think that. I mean, I can't.
This ain't a bad women's section on the
segment. Yeah, it's not. It's an educational issue. So that you don't go out there and make the wrong mistake and run a good man off because you feel like he should be one certain particular type of way. And you had no idea what a man is. All you know is what you see from the outside. That's all you know. Even when you're looking at your daddy, you're looking at your uncles, whatever you're looking at. All you know is what it is from the outside. But to be in a relationship with a man, to try to make that man better and him to make you better, it's a whole different ball game. It requires you learning and understanding. So understand and learn. Without all the extraness. That's all we're saying. We're not saying women you wrong, don't be doing. Yes, you should question. Yes, sometimes you should look a little deep. But at the same time, man, learn and understand that it's different for us as opposed to you. The expectations are different. The stress is different. What's on us is different. What's required of us is different. Like you wouldn't believe.
I'm going to thank y'all for your ear if you gave us your ear. I'm going to shift gears. Shift gears. ESPN, stop your overreacting to what LeVar Ball said. I'm gonna stand with LeVar Ball. I've got some animal news right now. Got some animal news. Animal news, insect news, animal news. They CNN is reporting that scientists say cockroaches are becoming immune to insecticides, and the have a nice day. That's the title of the article.
Roaches taking over. The roaches were here before us, and they're gonna be here after.
Look,
how you gonna be mad at roaches for surviving?
Hey, that's all I'm saying. So, man. Y'all see that big motherfucker up in high, man? You know they fly, too. Oh, my goodness. That's a scary sight. You see one of them motherfuckers fly? You ain't never seen one of them fly? I have.
You talking about them big water?
Them roaches, man.
Roaches.
Them roaches, bro. Ain't no damn water, bro. They can live underwater for a little while. Hey, man. Look. You gonna have to step on the bug, ladies, men. They're not going to spray. It's not going to kill these bugs, man. You got to step on these bugs. Got to step on, man. So I just wanted to warn y'all, man.
So what you're saying is you go walk around smashing bugs.
Yeah, you can't spray that. I'm talking about the cockroaches, man. They become immune to all kinds of insecticides, pesticides.
Sure.
Insecticide. Not my fault. It's human fault. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Yeah, pollution. Pollution, man. We pouring shit. We dumping trash in water, pouring chemicals out in the rivers, in the streams. Hey, man, shit, the animals got to adjust to the shit. They doing better adjusting than we are. You know what happened when we drank that damn water and we ran it down, they spraying and shit in the field? We get cancer. They putting all that different shit in the food, get cancer. That shit, cockroaches just evolving, man. Shit, they evolving quickly. They'll be here after the world gone, man. Guaranteed. They'll be here after we gone. So people, man, take better care of the environment. You know, you don't see shit that you used to see. Like we don't. Bees are becoming scarce. We definitely need bees. Mm-hmm. Bees are becoming scarce. You don't see many butterflies. You don't see butterflies, man. You see butterflies all the time, man, fluttering around in the field, man. Lightning bugs. That's what we call around here, lightning bugs. You don't see many lightning bugs, man. You can't hardly fish out the ditch, man. Folks used to catch fish out the ditch, man. They tell you not to eat them now. You can't fish out the ditch now, man. You know? Man, you ain't seen many things that you're not. The pollen count is high. You want to know why?
Why?
Bees are scarce. The trees and the plants got to reproduce somehow. So the pollen count is high, man. That just, the earth is trying to combat humans with their bullshit, with their overconsumption, and that being dirty and not being careless with this plant, with this beautiful plant.
What do you mean by overconsumption?
Overconsumption, man, we chop a tree down to build more houses, factories, the gas consumption with these big ass trucks. I'm guilty. I own two big trucks. Overconsumption, man. We taking away the natural order of the food chain and the ecosystem, man. And man, the earth is doing what it can do to repair itself. And these damn Republicans, man, talking about it isn't a such thing as climate change, man. I think the climate is changing because of the things that the humans are doing to the earth. I'm telling y'all, heed my words on this, man. I'm talking from an 80s baby perspective of stuff I used to see that I don't see now. I'm talking about the certain insects and animals. That's what I'm talking about.
You talking about climate change as far as
the
certain insects you see now?
Nope. I'm talking about the severity of the storms and.
Well, what's severity of the storm? You talk about the difference in how. The different weather that we have at certain times of the year.
I'm talking about the difference in weather then when we were growing up and now.
Right.
It's a difference. It's different. It's a difference.
Yeah, how we had such a warm winter. Well, we had
this. Winters weren't as warm as they are now. Do you agree with me?
I agree.
Winters weren't as warm as they are now. See, this started getting good and cold around middle of October back then. Beginning of November, started getting good and cold, cool. Oh, yeah,
by
October,
it was ice.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
getting cold. That's what I'm saying. It don't make no sense that you got an 80-degree day in January and now. There's something wrong there now, Rick. Unless you in that part of the world. So, man, I need listeners, man, I need y'all to pay attention to that. Need y'all to pay attention to that. And I got one more rant I'm gonna get off if Clark allow me to in the last five minutes. The last 5 minutes of the podcast. You know, we got about 10 more minutes left, man. We gonna squeeze these 10 minutes out. I don't even think we talked about any sports, but we'll get into our sports the next episode, I guess. And we'll do that next episode, updated episode. Because, you know, we finishing an episode we started due to technical difficulties. So, you know, well, I'm going to get my rent out now, man. Man, I post this podcast everywhere. I give you all the platforms that you can listen and be informed. You know, we ask for input and everything. And, you know, we still got, you know, people have not heard about us. And all we asking for is your ear. We didn't ask you to give us any money. Man, we ain't asking half for you to come here. We just ask for your ear. Your ear and your input. Constructive criticism is a part of life, man, and I accept constructive criticism because it makes me a better person. If that constructive criticism is valid, if I feel like it's valid, I can say that.
Right. Because you just talking at your backside then.
No, listen to you. Okay. Man, all we ask for is your ear.
Is it?
Is your ear. Podcasts are very interesting, people. And they help, they inform you. They help you pass time. If you work at one of those jobs, man, you can stick your earphones in, man. You ain't gotta listen to that old crazy rap music all the time. Cause man, I can't listen to that rap music all the time. Just let us get your ear, man. That's all we asking for. We just want your ear. We ain't ask for no donations yet. I'm gonna say yet. We ain't ask for no sponsors yet. But you know, you got a business, man. You know, and we could talk about the logistics of that. You know, we'll advertise for you. We'll talk about it. We'll advertise for you. Cause we have friends and we have a nice network, and you know that'll aid in your business. But man, don't let this shit talking we do, man, turn your nose up from us. We would have been talking shit even if we didn't have this microphone and the computer hooked up. We were talking shit before we even started recording this segment. We've been talking shit with one another since 2006. Me and this young man right here.
So, it is what it is.
But,
support.
We just want your ear, man, because I don't think anybody in this area has a podcast, not that I know of. If they do, post a link on my Facebook page. Gregory Neely Jr. I gave my real name. Post a link on my page. Then we got some other guys, you know, podcast we fool with, man, from my hometown. Yeah. In my opinion, I just got off their podcast the other day. They're a sports podcast. And man, check them guys out, man. Lamar Hicks has a podcast in this area. Check them out, man. They talking some real stuff, man. That In My Opinion podcast. One of the best local sports podcasts ever. Them guys, sports are better than the local news sports. I put my money on them. I put my money on In My Opinion.
But support your local people.
Support your local people without asking for a discount. I put my money on these folk I just named.
But listen, man. Listen to something other than the radio.
Yeah. Man, you got all kinds of podcasts
category, man. You got the Christian category, religion, Christian and religion, same thing, religion, politics, entertainment, music, sports, whatever you want to listen to in the podcast realm, man, you got it. And we just a small, minute part of that podcast family. And we need y'all, man, that listen to us, man. Listen to us. Just listen. Give us your ear. I mean, put in the description of this podcast, be pleased and begging for listeners. We begging for listeners, man. So, man, just give us your ear. I know I say some off the wall stuff.
I think we both do.
We say some off the wall stuff, man. We balance each other out. Now, when I get to saying some off the wall shit, Clark E come in, man, with the logic of my flawed logic. When he say some off the wall shit, I try to balance him out. So, man, we gonna say some off the wall shit on here, cause man, we gonna stand behind what we say, and
it is what it is.
If we gotta present some facts, shit, we don't fact check all the time. But when we fact check, it be deeply rooted in facts. It be
fact. And you got to, and facts are what they are.
And man, we want some of these politicians to come by, man, so we can interview, we can talk to you. We wanna see what y'all, man. Cause the days of us vote for you cause you black. Or the days of us vote for you because we like you. That shit over with.
Can you help?
Over with.
Can you help our
community? Me, I am in a space in my life. It's the decision you make is gonna affect my children. Mm-hmm. And when I'm long gone, I need to know that the decision that you made in your office that you hold, will it benefit my child? Will it help my child? Will it protect my child?
If it
ain't gonna do that, man, you ain't got my damn vote. I won't vote. I won't hit a lever. I won't vote. Next episode, we're gonna talk about these Democrat debates and how I ain't really confident in nobody. But man, we days of us just vote, man, for you cause we like you old with. I ain't vote for you if you my classmate, I know you ain't gonna do shit. If you want shit in school and you ain't shit now, that ain't a shot at nobody, I ain't vote for you. Tell you now. So man, just we legit over here, man. Small operation, it about to get spammed, man. I've been somewhere doing some research on some stuff. And it's about this. We about to get we've shown nothing to be legit. And once we get our foot on your neck, we gonna choke you out, baby. Just know that. Flawed logic coming. COMING. Was it two M's? Probably two M's. COMING. COMING.
Good job.
And CUMING, flaw logic is coming all in your face. Splat. Y'all have a nice evening, people. Love y'all, man. Be pleaser.
Clarky Kent.
We out.
Yeah.